Now here is Tim to introduce our last group of stories from the evening news.
We finish with a diverse group of stories. We finish with a diverse group of stories. Carrow House, close to the Chatterbox HQ, is to become a wedding and events venue. While plans from BT to turn phone boxes into street hubs are meeting opposition. A plan to make physical education more inclusive for children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, supported by a Norwich MP, has reached Parliament, while SEND campaigners have organised a shoe protest at County Hall because they feel let down. Jane will tell us about the news from Carrow House.
The former home of the Coleman family has been given the go-ahead to operate as a wedding and events venue after it was granted an alcohol licence. Carrow House in Norwich, which is run by Norwich Unity Hub, hopes to become a destination for celebrations from its base off King Street. The licence sought permission to host performances of plays, dance, live music and film screenings. Larger events could attract up to 1,000 visitors, the applicant said, for occasions such as craft fairs. It was granted by a panel of councillors who imposed a series of amendments on the conditions of the licence, which included ceasing alcohol half an hour earlier than applied for at 11:30 p.m. from Monday to Saturday and 11 p.m. on Sunday. Live music can also go ahead until 11 p.m. on every night except Sunday. Carrow House is a combination of a Grade 2 listed former home of the Coleman family, including an ornate Victorian conservatory and a post-Second World War office building, now known as New Carrow House. It forms part of the former Coleman's mustard factory site, Carrow Works.
A telecoms giant is facing backlash over plans to install screens along a busy road over fears they could endanger lives. BT's bid to replace its tired fleet of phone boxes with street hubs on Aylsham Road and Queen's Road in Norwich has sparked fears advertising screens will distract drivers. Businesses on Aylsham Road and campaign group Norwich Adblock have spoken out over the plans. Proposals to replace the phone box on the street next to exotic and tropical foods have seen backlash from a local business owner who believes the road is dangerous enough without the added distraction of the screens. The campaign group say the hubs take up space on the pavements, distract drivers, and have negative impacts on wildlife. The plans will now be considered by Norwich City Council. And just for explanation, what is a street hub? Well, the hubs are double-sided boards which would display advertisements. They also provide facilities for phone calls, Wi-Fi, public messaging, and also contain sensors that monitor factors such as air quality and traffic.
A campaign to make physical education more inclusive for children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, has reached Parliament. Alice MacDonald, MP for Norwich North, has called for a parliamentary debate on improving access to sport in schools, in support of a campaign led by one of her constituents. Ruby Bishop, who faced significant barriers to PE as a disabled child, is now a national athlete and advocate for inclusive sport. She said, "I've seen firsthand how discrimination in PE can affect young people's confidence and well-being. My campaign is about challenging those barriers and creating a school environment where everyone can participate and thrive. Miss Bishop is calling for every school to have access to a sports wheelchair to ensure no child is excluded from PE due to physical needs. Her campaign also calls for more opportunities for PE teachers to deliver disability sport.
Parents left shoes on the steps of Norfolk County Council's headquarters to symbolise children with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND, who they say have been let down. The shoes left at County Hall through the Every Pair Tells a Story campaign were to represent children who have missed education or whose needs have been ignored, misunderstood or dismissed. Norfolk has some of the highest numbers of children with an educational, health and care plan, and these are legal documents which outline the special measures youngsters should get to support their education, such as one-to-one teaching, extra therapy and equipment. But families say some youngsters are waiting beyond the 20-week legal time frame to get the plans issued. Amy Bradley, founder of the SEND Sanctuary UK, which organised events at councils across the country, said no child should be left behind because the system decided their needs were too complex or too inconvenient. This is about every child failed by broken promises and endless red tape. The government must listen to parents. We are not the problem. But the government has delayed publication of a white paper on reforming SEND until 2026, to the frustration of families and politicians. Green MP Adrian Ramsey, who represents Waveney Valley, attended Monday's protest. He said seeing those empty shoes lined up was infuriating, because each one represents a child who's been failed by a system that should protect and support them.